some ethical background to this terrifying adventure we are about to embark upon. It was once or twice upon a December 25th that television was born. Early that morning, in the year 1874, the student Nipkow of Berlin looked out his window, and in the sky, between the flakes of real snow, he saw a spinning disc with perforated dots floating there in the air. From that discovery, Nipkow could think the invention of the first television machine. Later, early that morning, in the year 1926, old Emperor Taisho of Japan, also a television inventor, soldered the last wire inside the very first cathode ray television system, and then, to test it out, he turned it on and then fell asleep while thinking in front of the glowing screen. That night, old Emperor Taisho passed away, and a new era began in Japan. The year before the death of old Emperor Taisho, thought had become a crime in Japan, thought crimes, and now new Emperor Showa, who you know as Hirohito, arrived. A young prince who collected invasive amphibians, frogs and such, and who had once stood upon the deck of the Eiffel Tower here in Paris, where cosmic rays had been first detected not many years before his standing, and he did that in order to see, well, who knows? And so, Seijudai and Juna. Soon after, in Japan, fascism and tyranny became a habit, automatic to us all. And we all did this, they said, in order to, for instance, create the Manchu Edison Film Corporation of Shinkyo Manchuria, in the process also creating Manchuria, all in order to save the world, or so it was said once. Meanwhile, elsewhere, today, fascism and tyranny become a habit, automatic to us all, again. However, consider that once upon a time, for various reasons, including the crimes of atomic weapons, Seijudai and Juna, and continuing, consider that here in old Japan, afterwards, liberty became a habit, automatic to us all. And so, a good lesson, tyranny is not the last word, or so it was once said.